KO4VWA, mobile.
Steve, KO4HGX, how are you?
You're an early riser. So, are you in South Carolina again already?
My first stop, I'm working on to the next one.
Worm tastes good, because you sure certainly are the early bird this morning.
Every day.
I am on my way into Florence. Doesn't that sound like a ton of fun?
What you heading down there for?
Going down to do a state certification inspection for a client down there.
On imaging equipment, correct? What's involved in that certification?
Without going into extreme detail, you got to shoot the machine at a certain distance. The machine's output has to be correct within 2%. Let's see, what else? There's a device on the front of the machine called a collimator, and it directs the beam and sizes the beam. And that has to be correct within 2%, and it has to be a certain amount of foot candles of brightness. And let's see, what else can I tell you? There's a myriad of other things, such as the actual dosage rate that you can get, and a few other things. It's quite involved, but yeah, I've been doing it for so long that, you know, it's the same old stuff.
Pretty much anything becomes routine.
Doing it as a full-time job since 1976.
I was only a year old when you started that.
Well, you were born in 75. You're the same age as my son. My son was born June 20, 75.
By about a month.
Well, hey, after you hit 40, bud, it starts downhill.
Tell me about it.
Ray of sunshine this morning.
I didn't already know. I hadn't figured out on my own.
Get any better from there, bud. So enjoy it while you got it. Man, I tell you what. I hit about 60, and it really turned downhill. I couldn't pick up that 250 pounds that I used to.
I'm starting to notice some of that myself. Things just aren't as easy as they used to be.
That's not it at all. We're just as good as we ever was. It's just that boxes are getting heavier and gravity is getting stronger.
You feel better.
That's better than drinking the Kool-Aid. What to pay for diesel this morning?
Around $3.20.
You are correct. $3.20. Thank you, Uncle Joe.
To pay $3.23 for it yesterday was the cheapest I could find it. And my fuel bill just keeps climbing every week.
Temporary.
Right until we get it maxed out where we're going.
Give me a little Honda Civic that thinks it's Mario Andretti out here on the interstate this morning. Just tried to polish my front right fender by cutting me off. I tell you what, there are... I just don't get it.
Trying to understand that anymore. You'll go crazy.
Out of all the years I've been working, I have worn out a lot of automobiles. And I figured it up one time. And about 6 or 7 years ago is when I figured it up. And I already had about 2.5 million miles under my belt at that point. And I'm going to tell you something. There has been times when I wanted to go out and buy a 1958 Buick nothing tank and just go out and play some bumper pool with some of those kind of idiots.
Yeah, I've always said, just give me one day a year to go out and there's no penalties for it. Just one day.
Just give me 1 hour. Oh, yeah, baby.
Nobody does that because that would be really bad. You on a repeater all the way to Florence? Will it reach that far?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not even close. I have hit the repeater clean from Columbia. And I don't know what was going on that day, but propagation was running wild. It was nice. Normally, I can hit the repeater and keep it popping down to about Newberry or Chapin. That's about 20, 25 miles out of Columbia.
Where Newberry is, used to hunt down there, in Winsboro.
A country living.
That's much more my speed, KO4 HKX.
Remember, you've seen my place, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Probably country living is cutting that much grass. I cut every bit of my grass yesterday. Out there at the very front, and that big pasture right there in front of the house, and all around the house and the back of the house. All in one whack. Started at 12:30 yesterday, finished up at about a quarter of three.
It's all country living's fault. You're the one that cleared all that land.
It is my little piece of heaven when it's looking good. And it does look good when it's all cut at the same time.
It does. I know exactly what you mean, but I don't want that much grass to cut, KO4 HKX.
Your granddaughter did Sunday morning?
No, sir.
Get with me on Saturday night, and she and my wife got up early on Sunday, and we had 14 big old turkeys out in the front yard. They were just out there grazing, and she got all big-eyed. Look at the turkeys. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't even notice it, but right down there at the turn where you come up the hill to go to my man cave, she says, look down there at the deer. Pop, pop, look at the deer. I hadn't even seen them. There was 6 deer hanging around down there.
How many years? They're on the move. That's cool. The weather's setting in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, along about November, they'll hit the rut. November 1st of December, they'll hit the rut, and then they'll really be moving. You don't have hunt up there in the mountains.
Before, I didn't have a place to do it, and going hunting up in the forest is useless. Too many people running around just trying to get in the way, let's put it that way.
Know if they still do game management areas, you know, GMA land in South Carolina, but I quit hunting in, you know, GMA land in South Carolina, because the last time I went and hunted GMA, I pulled up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and in about 5 minutes I was getting my gear together, I heard another vehicle pull up about a quarter mile away from me. And I could hear the beer cans hitting the road. Son, I don't need that.
I still have game management land, and I've hunted some of it before, but I'm not a fan. But that's not the problem up in where I live. There's too many activists, is a nice way to put it.
The tree huggers and the PETA crowd.
No matter where you go in the forest, they'll be up there just in the way trying to stir up problems.
Well, does your property back up to the forest?
directly, but there's only one piece of property between me and the forest, so, and it's not developed.
I'd love to catch one of them on the back of my property.
That would be interesting.
Take a bunch of the kids from church up onto the Shining Rock Wilderness, up on the parkway, camping. I do it once in the spring and once in the fall. And those boys love that. And we got up there one year and run into a bunch of the rainbow people. Remember what those are?
Yes, sir.
Tried to convince us that we needed to leave the Shining Rock Wilderness as a natural area and not go out there.
I don't know. Everybody's got their crazy ideas of what's better for the world and better for the environment. So I don't get into it anymore. But Steve, I'm backing into my next stop, so you be careful out there on the roads, and I will talk to you later. And good luck on your pre-certification today. 73KO4HKX.
Yeah, man, you be careful with that big old truck now. I hear the tone going off where you're backing up. All right. Try to have some fun out there with what you're doing. Makes life a lot easier, a lot better. KN4 VWA, I'm clear. And mobile.
See you, Patrick. W4NGU.
KW4FC on. You up, son?
Yeah. Time, he may not have hurt you. We'll hit the repeater in just a minute, Bill. Give him some room.
Hey, he's an 8 o'clock guy. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Running early. Good morning.
What's up, Chad? I'm 6 o'clock regardless. So 6 o'clock. Got to let the chickens out. They're a little antsy at 6.
What's up, Bill?
These days, Fred.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm 6 o'clock, whatever. Get up, let the chickens out, get the paper, read it, and drink coffee. Have devotion. So, lot to do in the morning, W4FCM.
I'll be there one day. Steve, I put a voltmeter on my battery with the engine off and on. And in both times transmitting, voltage did not move. So I guess I've got voltage drop in my wires, although I have at least the gauge I had to extend, you know, going out the back of the radio, what came on it, at least that gauge, so, or maybe one gauge bigger, I don't know, but apparently it's not near big enough, or I'm too long or something, because it reads 8 volts on the voltmeter setting on the radio. I don't know if you knew they had that or not, but it's either 12 volts, 12 and a half volts with it off at the battery, and it stays solid when I'm transmitting. So I guess I got a power cable issue.
What's it tied into, Bill?
Goes straight to the battery terminals.
How do you run over there?
Well, I don't know, but as I just said, it's at least what was coming out of the radio.
You do know from experience now that sometimes this big old thick insulator hides a little bitty wire.
Well, yeah, it was intended for it to be used or they didn't put it on. But I know I've got some extra length, so I'll just start chopping and maybe get a whole new piece of wire and pull it through there.
We didn't give you but about, 3-4 feet? That's not going to reach the battery that way, is it?
Of course not. I just said I might have to go to a whole new different kind of wire that is bigger gauge and shorter.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you there, bud. Man. Does it cut off when you're turning the key off?
When you transmit. With the motor off. Of course, when the motor's on, there's no issue. My clue.
Get the voltage drop under what's coming out of the battery, right?
No. Well, I'm sticking the voltmeter right on the battery. And it's either 12 and a half when the engine's off or 14 when it's on, and it's not moving when I transmit at the battery. Let's see if you can get your son again. W4FCM, go ahead.
Katie, thank you guys. That's kind of you. KD4FDI, W4FCM. I've got 7 more minutes. It's 8 o'clock.
Get on at 7:45, so he varies a little bit. So we'll take a standby in 5 minutes, okay? Go ahead, Steve.
Chaz, okay, just enjoy listening to you. Hey, I taught special ed 25 years, mostly handicapped kids, so I earned retirement.
We'll stand by in 5 minutes for y'all and try to get him in there.
Thank you, guys. W4FCM standing by. 84FDI.
Curiosity, bud. Without, have you put a current meter on it?
Have not done that, and I would suspect something if I had tied to a fuse box, but I'm straight to the battery all the way. Big wire on it. I don't know that I've got any, but I'll find some. We'll get some somewhere.
Number 12 wire. It might be a bad piece of wire inside that insulation cable. I've seen that before. Really odd, but it could be.
Wire. This has got to be a simple problem.
Pretty much eliminate the wire when it performs perfectly with the engine running.
Reconcile that either. Fun problems.
That's a good one, Phil. Without being there to look at it and see it, pretty much tapped out what I would guess the problem is. But anyhow, I'd throw a current meter on it and see what's going on there. And you say it'll just cut off while transmitting?
Well, you've seen it, Steve. It changes frequency. It'll move from this repeater to the next thing I have programmed in. And then the next time you hit it, it'll move on down another one. It's just not designed to operate on 8 volts. It's plain and simple. I don't think the radio's malfunctioning.
So you're getting 8 volts when the truck's not running at the radio, right?
That's right. According to the radio voltmeter. I have not taken the plug apart in the back. I really can't. It'd be difficult to do that with it operating and drawing 15 amps or whatever it draws. So I have not verified that with a separate voltmeter. That's just the voltmeter inside the radio. It's a menu item.
First place that I go is, see what that voltage actually is at the plug, on the pigtail on the back of the radio. Do you have a meter that's got skinny probes? You can put that right up in the back of the plug and try to read it that way.
Really a disconnect on the back chassis. It just goes in. I'd have to take it apart and put probes on it and key it that way. That's the reason I hadn't gone to that extent so far.
Well, now, I've got a set of needle probes. You can just insert it through the insulation and read the voltage that way without having to take it all apart and do all that business. And the insulation, it pretty much pushes back up, seals back up, and you remove the needle probes.
We kind of beat it to death till we have more data. So anyway, so you had to. Well, let's let Fred break in. Go ahead, W4FCM.
Thanks, guys. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Let me try, guys. W4FCM.
We'll do it in 5 more minutes. You headed to a job this morning, Steve?
Already, just about to come up on the 385-26 split at Clinton. And I am headed for the big city of Florence today.
Well, I know that route well. I run it every Wednesday down to Clinton. I usually go past the normal exit and get off at exit 54, which makes it a little easier to go where I'm going. I don't have to go through downtown.
I know exactly where you're talking about. I used to take that out there. I call that a little bit of the bypass. And used to take that to go out to what's left of Quinton Center.
Cold chills when I go by that fast. I had a date there one time, and I am sure glad that didn't work out.
From Willing to Ville?
Nice lady, but it just wasn't going to work. And she lived down that way. Actually, she lived in Chapin. And we met there at that Fats a couple of times. And I decided to let that go. You're getting kind of marginal, Steve. I really didn't get that. Let's just say 73s, and we'll turn it over to Fred, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it. I listen every morning. I don't always talk, so give me a call anytime. WD4, never give up.
Hello, Phil. So anyhow, I will talk to you again soon, and I was saying that I'm sure that Teresa appreciates what you did back then. So 73. Fred, take it away, buddy. 10-4, VWA, clear.
See you Thursday at 4, Steve. Thursday at 4. Yeah, W4NGU.
Hey, Phil. Interfly-IQ. KD4FTI, W4FCM. He must be up.
Yep. Hey, Bill. Info-IQ, go ahead.
Good morning. I wish Fred was in here. I just arrived here at the doctor's office. I've got about another 15 minutes. Thought I'd say hello. And good morning to, I guess, the other Fred. Over. Bill, don't think we've met, but yeah, Fred lived in Travelers Rest here, W4FCM. Talked a couple times, not for a long time, but briefly. It's been a while. Anyway, good morning. Yeah, it's cool out here. Well, the car says 46, and when I got outside, it must have been around 41 degrees at my house. It was really cool. Anyway, I sure like these days. It's really going to be pretty. That thing's supposed to get up in the 70s today, so it's going to be really nice. Go ahead, Fred.
73, just like yesterday, Bill, so I'm sure glad to see a break in the heat. I used to be a summer guy, but I believe I've turned into a winter guy now, at least down here, maybe not. Had a buddy went last week, just got back Saturday, antelope hunting. He's going elk hunting in November, but he goes to Buffalo, Wyoming, and there was 3 feet of snow on the patio, and I don't like that kind of stuff, but I like our winters here.
Well, I was in Wyoming in August, and I was actually Wyoming, and went to Yellowstone and all that place, all around there, all those things, and was in Cody. Well, it was like the last week in August. They were already starting to button up for winter. I mean, they basically said, we're getting ready for winter. I said, what? I said, not even September. They were serious about it, too.
Oh, yeah. This guy lives in Atlanta that I know. He's one of my stock trading buddies. We text about 50 times a day on what we're doing. And, of course, they all got an antelope. They're deadly with guns, and they know what they're doing and all that stuff. But a couple of years ago, he got an elk that... it was a lifetime catch. Most guys hunt their whole lives and don't catch something like that. And, of course, he mounted it, and it is if you're a hunter, it's a thing of beauty.
well, that's good. I'm not a hunter. Well, that sounds great. I was in August there. I was wearing a coat. And actually, when we were at Old Faithful, there were actually some snowflakes coming down. It wasn't snowing, but we actually had some snowflakes, believe it or not, and it was pretty cool. So yeah, it's a beautiful state. I really, really liked Wyoming. Beautiful state that time of year, but boy, you'd have to be a rugged individual to put up with that weather, that's for sure. Oh, well, Freddie, you still in here?
W4NGU.
W4NGU. W4FCHAI. I listen to He Gets Up, so I'm still here. I went from the handheld in the bedroom to the radio here in the office, so I leave it on to about 9 o'clock, and eventually he does rise.
Handheld signal, I didn't know you were on that.
Awesome. 5 watts on both of them. And I can go in the bedroom and hit full quieting, so they're really awesome. General coverage, transmit and receive, and wideband. I've had those for years and with lithium ion batteries, and so it's been a really good handheld.
Well, I'm just about to the parking lot, Bill and Fred. I need to sign off, but good to hear you, Bill. And I don't hear you walking your dogs much like you used to with your handheld.
I don't have that. Well, I've got the handhelds, but, you know, with cell phones, it's just, I stick it in my pocket if I need something. I just carry it as a security thing because I walk out in the country. But I still walk my dogs, though. I still do that, probably a couple miles every day. But I only walk one of them. The other one's got, was a senior citizen, and he can't walk very far, but I do walk him, too, but not much, not very far. All right, I'm going to go ahead 73, and say 73 as well. I'm going to go in the doctor's office here, get warm. And, Fred, nice talking to you, and that radio does sound good. It's, just like Phil said, it's full quieting. It's got good audio, and I've never had one of those radios. I think it's really neat to have. I think that one is the one you have. You can have HF and has everything on it. All right, I'm going to go on inside. 73 is there, buddy, in 4AQ. Goodbye.
Fan 4 VWA, W4 DJW. You doing any flying?
I'll be kind of in and out on this thing. I'm on my way into Florence, South Carolina, and I'm about to come up on Newberry, so I'll be kind of in and out. No, I haven't flown, but I'm going this afternoon. I'm going to try to get over there at about 4:30 or 5, and Ollie and Russ joined the club, and they're going to meet me over there, or at least Ollie's going to meet me over there this evening. We're going to fly a little bit, probably around 4:30 or 5 today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I heard Ollie. Who was the other one? Russ? I didn't know a Russ.
For just a second, the boss lady's calling. Be right back. K4BWA.
Okay, W4DJW, stand by.
KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. Who was that besides Ollie that you said you had coming this afternoon?
Ollie and Russ. Russ is that kind of gray-haired fellow, sort of gray-haired fellow, salt and pepper. Wears glasses. Nice guy. Really easy going. Soft-spoken. They're both good guys.
What was Russ flying? And he's not the one that had the knee surgery, right?
But the knee surgery was Al. And Al joined, but I hadn't seen him out there. So, anyhow, Ollie and Russ got voted in Saturday. And it was a pretty good meeting. Everybody had a good time.
That is really good. You made it to the meeting on Saturday? Well, good. I couldn't. I stayed out at the MISA Center all day Saturday from dusk till dawn. Well, not quite dawn. We went out to eat afterwards. But anyway, I was hoping you got a chance to go to that. Did you ever get the email, or did you figure out why they don't have you on the email list, or what the deal is there?
I did not, and I forgot to mention that to them. I'll get with Larry and see what I can find out.
Okay. Well, I did manage to get the FPV camera, video transmitter, on-screen display, and a second 900 megahertz receiver on the Tiger Stick. So I think it's about ready to go so that you can fly it via goggles now instead of, you know, eyesight, because it was getting small. I don't know about for you, but on the outside of those big, big circles, it was getting small for me. And I think you're about to get out from underneath the repeater's umbrella.
Wag, I should be getting better now. I should be getting stronger. Yeah, that sounds great. That means that you're beginning to approach repeater flight, right?
Well, that means I got a good test bed, good solid test bed for an airplane and a good solid test bed for a copter. Two good solid test beds. So that's a milestone, if you look at it that way. I've never done autonomous flight with an airplane before. I've done it with multi-rotors plenty, but I haven't done it with an airplane, which that's a milestone to get one working and then figure out things like that radius on the loiter, that kind of thing. Figure out how it works.
Come out this evening and let me spot a little bit for you.
Yeah, I'll try to do that today. I got to take Amy to the dentist in a little bit, in about 10 minutes. We got to leave. We got to be over there in an hour or a half hour from now. And depending on how she does when we get back, I might load up and come over there this afternoon. What time are you going to get out there this afternoon?
Okay, well, I'm on my way into Florence for a state certification on a machine, and I should be back by about 4:30. And I've got my stuff in the truck with me, so I'm thinking I'm going to be at the field between 4:30 and 5 if everything goes to plan. So, about 4:30 or 5.
And you got plans for Ollie and Russ to be out there about the same time?
Roger.
Okay. Well, depending on how Amy does, I might come out there if she can be left alone. She should do fine, though. We'll see how that goes. Play that by ear. And hopefully that'll be enough time to get it set up and get some good pictures, because now I can record from both the GoPros mounted on there, too. So and I can go further because I got 900 megahertz. So I can go higher and further out without having to worry about losing it. You can look on the monitor and see where you are. And I did drop a rally point, which is something I've never done before on the map, which means you circle around the rally point instead of around the home point, which means I don't have to get that home point pushed way out there like I did before to keep from coming past our side of the flight line. Anyway, I won't keep you because I know you're getting further and further away. But I'll do what I can to get out there sometime after 4 today.
I'm like a winner. And I'll tell you something else, too. I don't think they will be a distraction, but I guarantee you they'll be interested in what you're doing.
You're getting really scratchy. I didn't get that.
But I guarantee you they'll be interested in what you're doing. So I'll go ahead and sign, because I'm at the Newberry exits right now. And I will talk to you again soon. 73-10-4-BBA. Clear.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it'll be good to see them. I haven't seen them since, I don't know, a while. Anyway, see you out there later today, hopefully. KM4BWA, W4DJW, clear.
4F again, KD4FGI.
KD4FGI, hey, morning, son.
How are you?
Hey, doing very well. Enjoying a good day. It's going to be 75 today and 80 tomorrow, so still pretty warm, huh?
Bad. I mean, it's good. It feels pretty good outside today. Nice and cool and everything. So, what do you have to do today?
Your batteries just went. You were really good to the very end. Have you replaced those recently? Yeah, you were good at the start there. Good to hear you, son. Love you. And the guys are pausing for us to talk. Appreciate that. I knew you'd be on. Is Greg helping you today?
He actually started
noise now, every other work, yeah. It's all noise now. Your batteries are gone every other week, yeah. But it works. We'll love you and have a good day at work. Be careful. I had a good doctor appointment yesterday. I have nothing till a week from yesterday. So I'm not doing a whole lot today. Take care of the chickens. KD4FDIW4FCM.
Hi, can you hear me better?
Big difference, thank you.
That's what it was. Yeah, he started Uber, and he's working every other week, and he's working with me just when he can and stuff like that. So, but he did pretty well yesterday. He had like 12 riders. That's good. He can do that full time, you know? CM, KD4FDI.
I'm getting the trash.
Kidding, how are you?
Thanks. How are you doing?
Ready to roll out here for work. So, nice cool morning.
Nice, crisp air. Not too hot. Love you.
Have a great day.
I forget your call.
4II, KD4FDI.
4FDI and 4II clear.
Sign, KD4FDI, W4FCM. Sign. Love you and have a good day.